You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So the weekend news from the aviation sector being that Comair had its planes grounded. I actually happened to be in Cape Town, and I know a number of people who were affected by the decision that the flights that they were booked on in terms of British Airways and Kulula had been abruptly cancelled. But for a better understanding of the story and why the Civil Aviation Authority took this decision, we are joined by Luvuyo Silandela, the Senior Manager for Legal Aviation and Compliance at the Civil Aviation Authority. Luvuyo, thanks so much for your time. Can you just explain to our listeners briefly what the concerns were, the major concerns that led to the grounding of Comair's flights at the weekend?
Certainly. So the concerns essentially revolve around three items that have to do with the safety management systems that should be in place at every operator. So the concerns emanate from at least three significant occurrences wherein flights that were intended to depart and land safely in their respective destinations could not reach those destinations due to one or the other fault, requiring a diversion of those flights for safe landing. So the findings are essentially three. They relate to the ability of Conair to demonstrate a proper assessment and application of a risk based approach, essentially in terms of assessing these are the risks that are implicit in our operation and this is how we mitigate them. So this also entails looking into these occurrences so that they can determine what could have led to this and what mitigation measures would be taken.
Right.
So the findings relate to that area of their operation.
Right. So I'm told that Comair has around 26 planes or a fleet of 26. So is it that you were concerned about the entire fleet here or just a few planes?
All right. Substantially, the findings do not relate to specific aircraft. There would be one finding that touches on two aircraft. Of more importance would be the license that they have to operate, which is referred to as an air operating certificate. It requires that there are certain prescribed minimum processes that should be in place. And the aspect of safety management system is one of those. So the findings relate to their operating system as opposed to specific aircraft. With the lack of verification of proper application of safety management system, this has a spill-on effect on their operations, which essentially affects all aircraft.
Mm. So I'm also told that Comair's fleet is serviced by SAA Technical. Is this the case?
So SAA Technical is one of the aircraft maintenance organizations that Comair has used. I should indicate that the findings relate to the operational side of the work activities carried out by Comair. So essentially, how do they exercise their privileges of an AOC?
Okay. An AOC, sir? What's that?
So essentially, the license I referred to operate as an airline, which is an air operating certificate.
Okay. So essentially what you're saying is that there isn't any concern from the regulator about any of the other planes or fleet that is serviced by SAA Technical then. It's just with Comair, just with regards to operational matters.
Indeed. This process relates to occurrences that relate to Comair specifically. They've had three serious occurrences that warranted the regulator to essentially look into the operation to determine if they have the necessary systems in place to address and mitigate the risks that have essentially come out.
Mm. So what does Comair need to do to get its planes back in the sky?
So there is an ongoing process to present evidence that would satisfy the regulator that the findings that have been made have been addressed. That is still ongoing, and it is essentially based on what is assessed and whether it meets the minimum requirements. As an airline, there are certain procedures that are in place that says this is how we will conduct our operations, particularly in giving effect to the system of safety management. Now we require that evidence to say this is how it has been demonstrated. I've alluded to the three serious incidents as an example. We need to get a snapshot. What was the assessment done in relation to this? What are the measures that have been implemented to ensure that we do not have a repeat or a much more graver occurrence taking place?
Mm. So I'm also told that back in 2018, the authority grounded SEMAIR for around 9 months, and SA Express was also grounded for around 3 months. So how long can we then expect ComAir to be suspended for?
All right. So essentially, each and every action that is taken has its own merit. It is determined purely by what are the issues that have been determined and the ability of the applicable operator to address the aspects that have been determined. So essentially, as an operator, you have to demonstrate your capability to meet the requirements for your license to operate. Once that is in place, it paves the way for the continuation of safe operations. So it is difficult to pin a period. It can happen. We've had these incidents in the past wherein it may be a matter of days, or in much more complex or protracted circumstances, it could be a longer period.
All right. And what then is your advice to travelers who may be on the losing end of this story, having purchased tickets from ComAir and finding themselves in a very difficult spot away from home or away from where they need to be?
Look, we certainly recognize the plight of the traveling public that would require or have the peace of mind that they are able to use air services in a manner that is timeous and in line with their requirements. We do assure the public that this step was not taken lightly. There is no perfect time or best time to implement such measures. However, we take comfort from the fact that once serious safety issues are identified, we are able to step in and make sure that we address those issues in a satisfactory manner, and we do not speak of a greater disaster.
All right. Luvuyo, thanks so much for your time and for your explanation of this matter. Luvuyo Silandela, the Senior Manager for Legal, Aviation and Compliance at the Civil Aviation Authority.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.